This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. So what can the world's largest falcon tell us about climate change? That's the question one Boise researcher is asking in an article published this month in Audubon magazine. Bryce Robinson is a Jeer Falcon field researcher and a graduate student at Boise State University. Working with the Peregrine Fund, he's been studying Jeer Falcons in western Alaska for 2 years. If the conditions are right, these giant birds have been known to spend some time in Idaho during the winter. But come summer, they nest in the Arctic, and that's where Robinson has been watching the parents and banding the baby birds. He told our Samantha Wright he's been interested in birds since he was a kid. He says when this study came along, he jumped at the chance to get involved.
In light of climate change, the Peregrine Fund decided to start a long-term monitoring program to see how climate change was impacting the Arctic system. And the Jeer Falcon is a natural candidate for study concerning climate change as an apex avian predator. It kind of acts as a signal of how climate change is impacting the Arctic.
And you've been studying them for 2 years, sort of keeping track of them, and tell me what you're following.
My project specifically deals with Jeer Falcon diet during the time at which they're raising their young. So from when the young hatch till when they leave the nest. I'm interested in this time period because it's when the Jeer Falcon depends most upon what it eats, on the availability of what it eats. So I'm looking at what it's using to feed the young to enlighten us on how any changes in those populations of prey might impact the ability for these Jeer Falcons to raise their young.
And once you get out there, it's not so easy to get to the birds.
No, because hiking across the tundra is quite arduous, especially when you're carrying all of your climbing equipment. These nests are generally on cliff sides, so to get into them, we have to climb into them. Most of the nests, you can drive down the roads, and you get to a point that's the closest point to that nest, but then you still have a couple of miles of walking over the tundra. It's akin to walking across a field of half-inflated basketballs. So, yeah, I would say that accessing these nests, for the most part, is pretty difficult.
So you climb up these rocks and you have cameras to also keep track of them, but you're banding the birds and watching the birds and finding out how they grow and what they eat.
Yeah, I install these motion activated cameras in the nests. When the motion sensor is activated, they take a series of photographs to capture what the Jeer Falcon is feeding the young. So these cameras are not only gathering information that I'm using for my thesis, for my master's, but also a bunch of other information that enlightens us on the Jeer Falcon's natural habits and things like that.
And how are these Jeer Falcons the canary in the coal mine, so to speak, when it comes to climate change?
Because they're an apex predator, they are at the top of the food chain, is a good way to put it. And they depend on a number of different species to live. They eat a number of different things. So because they depend on a number of different individuals from the system, any changes or perturbations in that suite of individuals will show in the Jeer Falcon's health. So if we monitor how they're doing, we can understand, okay, the Jeer Falcon's breeding population is decreasing or something like that. We know that something is going wrong somewhere. Additionally, if we understand the aspects of what is important for in a Jeer Falcon's life history, we can then pinpoint where those problems are occurring. And that's where my study comes into play, where we're understanding more about the intricacies of diet to then, if something is going awry in the Jeer Falcons, if they're not able to produce offspring or they're not nesting as regularly, we can then look at, are there any aspects of the diet that have changed that might enlighten us on where the problems are coming from.
So the Jeer Falcons are showing you there's something wrong and you better figure out what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's one way to keep a finger on the pulse of the heartbeat of the Arctic. Some of the predicted impacts of climate change are changes to the plant cover on the Arctic tundra, both the increase of the tree line and also the increase in shrub cover, both things that the Jeer Falcon is really not adapted for. So these predicted changes occur or continue to occur, the Jeer Falcon stands to face climate-induced habitat loss. So that's another reason to continue monitoring their populations to understand, well, is that happening and is it impacting them negatively and how is it changing the system?
That's Boise State researcher and grad student Bryce Robinson speaking with our Samantha Wright. Robinson studied deer falcons for his master's thesis. His research on the giant birds was highlighted in this month's Audubon magazine. You can read that article at boisestatepublicradio.org.